If we were to look at the camp photo, I'm pretty confident that I can name every single person. And it's like, there's like a good chance that you're gonna know every single person at camp because like you're gonna be on a team with them. There's a good chance that you're gonna be at a table with them, activities. They could be your big sister, your little sister.
Yeah, I love that too. I'm gonna quiz you on that though. After this, I'm gonna pull up the photo.
Welcome to Beside Lake Mita. We're back again with Jamie to recap summer 2022 and what is planned for next year. Be sure you don't miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods. Also follow Beside Lake Mita on Instagram, and new this year, be sure to follow us on TikTok at Beside Lake Mita. Jamie Castle, this one's for you. Let's get into it.
So this was your like second summer at camp. What was it different? Like what, it was obviously different about your first because it was your first like year as the owner. So what are some things that you were expecting and what are some things that you didn't expect?
That's a great question. I think one of the best parts of this summer for me was, you know, my first summer at Miramita, I didn't get to partake in any of the planning for the summer of 2021 because I was working another job. And then I just jumped right into camp. I quit my other job in June and I jumped right into camp and I didn't really know like what had been planned for 2021. So I was just there learning about Miramita. And this summer, having had the whole year to plan and prepare, it was so awesome to watch all of the hard work that, you know, myself and Beebs and Nick and other staff members too, that we had hired throughout the year had put in to like making come to life over the summer. So in terms of like what I expected, you know, we put in a lot of hard work over the winter months and the fall and the spring to make last summer a success. And so that was awesome. You know what I didn't expect? I did not expect it to rain every single Sunday at 5 o'clock, right? When you're going to have a that was a very annoying part of the summer. We had wanted to shift Sundays a little bit, Sunday evenings to do like more exciting programs on Sunday nights. And we weren't ever able to because every single Sunday last summer, it rained at 5 and then kept raining through the night. So hopefully next summer we'll be able to do some of those fun programming things that we were planning to do on Sundays.
Yeah, I remember being like, I remember being told there was no Sunday night movies anymore. And then, like, when it kept raining, I was like, oh, another Sunday night movie. What happened to no Sunday night movies?
It was unbelievable. And the rest of the summer, we had amazing weather. So it was kind of hilarious. It was like someone was going against our Sunday night plans.
I mean, there were a couple of big thunderstorms.
Not like in 2021, luckily.
That's true.
Yes.
Did you have any like major like lessons that you learned from your first year as owner? Like,
I think, you know, one of the things that I love is that like life is always about learning and learning lessons. And I think, you know, this was a big lesson this summer is that even with like the best laid out plans and, you know, like being the most organized and the most plans, like things can go wrong at any moment. And so you have to be flexible and have like a plan B and plan C. You know, the thing that comes to mind was this summer, there were a lot of things that went wrong with like transportation. You know, like we, one of our vans broke down on the way up to camp when they were, and it was bringing staff. And then I'm sure you remember, but on the last day of camp, when you were going to go home, the bus had a flat tire. And that's something that was completely out of our control, right? We did everything we needed to do to book and have everything ready. And just sometimes things happen. And so I think a big lesson is just to always have a backup plan. And, you know, a big lesson is like, as long as everyone's safe and healthy and happy that, you know, we'll figure out a plan and we can be flexible. And you know what also I think is a part of that is controlling your reaction to the problem, right? Like I think about when the bus had a flat tire, I was like, okay, well, we'll get it changed and we might be a little late. and there are worse things.
Okay, so kind of on like the opposite side of that, are there any moments that like stood out to you?
So many. You know, I think one of the things that I remember most from the summer, and especially when Nick and I stay up at camp afterwards and you guys are all gone, there was constant laughter this summer and chatter among campers. And I think, you know, after summer 2021, we were still very much coming out of like the pandemic, and we still are in the pandemic, of course, but this summer felt, I think, a lot more normal than in 2021. And so something that stood out to me was just campers like laughing all the time and having fun and playing together again. That was an incredible part of this summer, I would say. And when you guys leave camp, I walk around and I walk down to the lodge in the morning, and I miss hearing everyone laughing, or you know, the sound of the door slamming as you know, girls are walking out of their cabins with friends.
The little things.
It's the little things.
What do you think makes Maramita different from the other camps in the area?
So I think that the most special thing about Maramita is the cross-age relationships. You know, I think that there are a lot of great camps out there, but I think something that Maramita does really well and is a foundation of our philosophy is that girls get to know each other throughout the whole camp. And so, you know, at other camps, I think traditionally you spend a lot of time with your cabin, you know, for example, at mealtime, right? A lot of other camps, you sit with your cabin at meals, and that's great. It's more time with your friends in your cabin. But what's so cool about Maramita and meals is that you get to meet girls who are older than you and younger than you through our assigned tables that change each week. And so I think that's definitely one of the standout things. And what I've noticed in my time at Maramita is that then those relationships continue across age groups. Even after camp. So, you know, I do a lot of work with our alumni, and, you know, all of our alumni are friends across all of the ages. And so people are friends with their old counselors or are friends with lodgies that were there at the same time. And there could be a 10-year age gap in that. And I don't think that that happens a lot at other camps, and it's super special because age is just a number, right? And sometimes you have a kind of interest with someone, or you just like love spending time with someone, and you don't have to be the same age to do that.
So moving on to some of the camp improvements, we've heard some talk about a new shower house. How is that coming along, and will it be ready for next summer?
That's a great question. So as everyone who is trying to do construction in today's world knows, nothing is ever easy. With like supply chain shortages and difficulty finding, you know, staffing, companies are having trouble staffing still. It's been very tough for us to be able to get the plan moving on the timeline that we wanted to, even though we're pushing all the vendors. So it is still a goal that we will have it done for next summer. I'm not sure if it will be done on time, and I don't want to make any false promises. We have been talking to the contractors and moving along with plans. We have permits in place. It's just a matter of if they can get everything and move on the timeline that we want to. So we're working towards it.
Okay. That's definitely one of the things that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're also hoping, you know, we're hoping to have laundry on the shower house, you know, in the same building as the shower house too, so that then we can do laundry at camp instead of having to send it out.
Are there any other like things that might be adding to camp or stuff that we're improving to camp that you can share?
Of course. We are right now, Paul and the maintenance team are working on adding on rooms to the boys' house. And so they added 5 bedrooms. And so that means that we'll be able to house more staff. So we're going to hope with the extra room for staff that we can hire some more activity specialists. So that's people like Finn, who, you know, are there just to teach activities and, you know, give really great quality instruction and can help, you know, support in like on the program, but don't necessarily live in a cabin. So that's what's happening right now. And then, you know, there's always little improvements around camp. I'm going to I'm going to keep some of them under wraps and a surprise because surprises are always awesome. But there's a lot on the docket for this off season. And, you know, we will share more throughout the year as things are coming along.
All right. Sounds good. What are some changes to the programming? Like, is anything like in the works? Like last year, one of my like favorite improvements was how we had Capture the Flag every Friday instead of every other Friday.
Yes. We are actively working on that. One of our big goals for this year is working on our day-to-day programming. So like activities, not just special programs. And so Nicola actually is working on outlining like levels or objectives for each activity so that when you're at an activity that you're working towards a goal. And way back when, I don't know the year that they stopped it, but like in the early years of Maramitas. So I think like in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, they used to have different levels for activities of gold, bronze, and silver. And so you would have to reach certain skills at that activity. And then once you did, you got to get a gold, bronze, or silver charm for a charm bracelet for that activity. And so we're not sure if that's exactly what we're going to try to bring back, but we're looking to restructure our activity program in that way to have like levels and objectives. And, you know, eventually you'd get to gain some sort of achievement in that activity area through the planning. Evening program wise, we have a couple new ones that we've collaborated with and have other ideas. So we have some new evening programs for next summer already in mind that we're going to share. What else? Capture the Flag every Friday. That was fun. And then hopefully next year it will not rain every Sunday at 5 and we can, we can do Sunday night activities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So new camper wise, I remember even last year, like there were people like at family camp, like touring the camp, and throughout camp 22, there were people touring, like if you're just really doing a great job and like how do you like draw people into Maramita instead of like other camps?
Thank you so much. First of all, yeah, we were really excited to have so many new campers. I think, how do I draw people into Maramita? You know, I think Maramita sells itself, right? A lot of campers are looking for that smaller environment, which we are, you know, we're like a mid-sized camp in terms of all the camps across the country, but we are significantly smaller than some of the other camps in our area where campers tend to go to. And so for some kids, that smaller environment is a lot better. You know, but I think what really does it for people in picking Maramita is feeling that connection and that warmth and that love. And so when I go to talk to new campers about camp or I'm giving them a tour, I make sure to try to communicate all of that. Like I talk about our amazing Big Sister program and how dedicated our big sisters are to taking care of their little sisters, or how when I go around and say goodnight at night, I'm constantly like getting the older girls out of the little girls' cabin because for them to go to bed. You know, and as much as that's my job to be like, it's time for them to go to bed, it warms my heart to know that our older campers are always looking out for our younger ones and that everyone's looking out for each other. And so when I'm talking to people about Maramita, I share that culture and that love. And I also really love to share with them, about how we're an all girls camp and we, you know, we don't take that for granted that we have the opportunity to teach and talk about and celebrate together, you know, the things that we can do in the world as women. And we, you know, we talk about that at camp, that we should be like giving back and thanking, you know, thanking others who have helped us along the way when we talk about our Maramita morals on Friday nights or when we talk about these things in cabin meetings. And so when I'm talking to new families, I think they really love that we focus on, you know, on treating each other kindly, on communicating, on female empowerment, and that we believe at Maramita that every camper should go out in the world and, you know, be confident in who she is and feel that she can do exactly as she wants to do, because our world needs more strong women.
On a similar topic, How do you encourage previous campers to come back as counselors?
That's a great question. So one of the things that we're working to build in for next summer to help with this is a counselor and training program. So after senior cabin, the next summer you would come back and you would be a counselor in training, where you would get to come to our counselor training. We call it pre-camp. So you'd get to come to pre-camp and you would get to learn about being a counselor. And then you would get to live in a cabin, just like, you know, just like a counselor. And you would learn from your co-counselors and the lodge staff how to be a counselor. And so it's sort of a transitional year in that you get to be in a cabin and you get to learn with hands-on experience, but there's a lot more support. So there's a CIT director who, you know, meets with you and gives you feedback. You also get to learn about the back workings of camp. So you would get to like shadow in the kitchen for a day and shadow on the maintenance team and, you know, teach activities. You would get to shadow in the lodge and learn how everything operates. Because I think one of the things that you don't realize when you're a camper is there is a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make camp run every day. And there's a lot of people contributing to that. So that would be part of the counselor and training program. And then also getting to tour other camps to learn how their camp works. I'm sure you noticed this summer, some other camps had CIT programs come to Miramita to tour and learn about how Miramita works. And so we're working for next summer to build that in to help bridge the gap between camper and counselor. And so that people can continue on in paths towards even leadership roles as lodgies.
That sounds like a really cool program. I can't wait to learn more about that and see what it's like.
Yeah.
For some color wars stuff, what's the behind the scenes aspect of specifically for Miramita, like choosing the colors and how you're going to announce it?
So choosing the colors is hard. I actually had wanted to do one of the colors different for Miramita this summer, but then when I went to get the shirts made, they couldn't get that color shirt that I wanted. So we had to flip it because of the supply chain issues. And then, you know, I look back at the previous, like, you know, 5 to 7 years to see what the colors were to make sure that I'm not repeating any recent colors. So that goes back. And then the design is a lot of pressure. Like this year I tried to just do something like a little for Mary and Mita. I just like, I don't know. I thought it was like cute and trendy, the like smiley face. And then the red and white, actually that was Nick's idea with the hand signals. So those I thought were really fun shirts.
Yeah.
But, in terms of the announcement, we just kind of brainstorm ideas. You know, when I came up with the red and white balloon pop announcement in 2021, and the way that I found that idea was I searched gender reveal ideas, because you know, when people are pregnant and having a baby and they do a gender reveal, there's two colors. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm sure there's probably some cute ideas there. So that's how we found that one.
So like, how do you decide when you're going to do it? Like there's so much like buildup and everyone's always so excited about it. Like, do you just do it on a random day or like what?
Nope. We always have a plan behind the scenes in the lodge. You know, we try to plan it with enough time that there can be psych outs included, you know, and that it can build that anticipation. We try to sneak in some hints like we did with the shower curtains this year for Miramita. Do you remember that?
Yeah, but I heard it wasn't intentional.
Oh, it was. I put up red. We have blue and purple and yellow. And we have like a couple other colored shower curtains. And so I purposely put up purple and yellow shower curtains when I was hanging them before camp. So we try to plant like a couple little things. And then when we feel that we,
the cupcakes in 2021.
Yeah. And then when I feel that we had enough time and it's the, and we feel good to go, then, you know, we'll make the announcement and we incorporate it, you know, like this year's announcement was purposely incorporated into the chocolate game. Right. So like we had to plan it around that timing, but it's, I guess it kind of depends on the announcement.
I guessed the chocolate game one. Like every single night leading up to it, me and my cabinets would be like, okay, it's going to be tonight, and here's how they're going to do it. And I guess that it would be that night, and I'm going to be like, they're going to pass around, like, some type of chocolate. They're going to incorporate it. And I was, like, actually so shocked when they, like, actually did it.
Wow. Did you make a bet at all on that?
No. Should have. All right. Let's talk some of your favorites to see if any have changed from your first year. But what are some favorite activities to join in on as a staff member?
Favorite activities to join in on. I love joining in on so many of the activities. Still, water skiing is one of my favorite ones to teach. You know what? I had a lot of fun swimming this year. It takes a lot for me to get in the lake. If I'm on vacation somewhere and I would rather like be dripping in sweat than get in the water. That's just the kind of person I am, because I hate that like cold plunge. But did I ever go swimming with your group this year? And I was playing.
Yeah, like, you did.
With Matt. And I had so much fun at swimming this year. That was really fun. I love jumping in on when I can on like walks and runs is really fun. And then I joined a lot of tennis this year. I'm actually working on my tennis skills since coming to Miramita. When I was younger, I took tennis and then I gave up on it because I am not the most athletic or coordinated person in the world. And so I gave up. And then after coming to Miramita and everyone having to take tennis, I realized what a lifelong sport it was. And during the pandemic, I actually started playing with Nick. It was a sport. He's pretty athletic and it was a sport that I could partake in and we could do together. And so I tried to join tennis as much as possible this year so that I could learn from Manny and Pan. And then I signed up for tennis lessons this year during the year so that I can get better for next summer.
Can't wait to see your new skills next summer.
You'll have to play me.
I'm not very good at tennis either, so.
But Manny and Pan still find a way to make it fun.
Yeah. Do you have like a cheer that you're missing? Like I know last year you said like the run, Jamie, run.
You know what always gets stuck in my head? Did I say this last year? The one we sing in the round. Marry me.
You said that last year.
That one always gets stuck in my head. And then the campfire song that we sing as everyone's walking up to the campfire always gets stuck in my head too.
Yeah, well, we sing that one, like, every single week, like, 10 times. So that's an easy one to get stuck in your head.
For sure.
Okay. So what are your favorite foods? Let me start off by saying there was no fruit for dessert, so.
There was one day when there were strawberries, but it had whipped cream on them, which in my life was okay.
Or peaches and cream.
That's fine, too. It just has to have fruit in dessert is okay with me. A banana is not dessert. my favorite food, man, there were some like really, really great and delicious Mexican meals. Those are some of my favorites always. And they make that Chipotle. Raul makes that Chipotle mayo. And I could seriously just drink that with a spoon. I love that. those are always a highlight. I still love jerky chicken. That's a good one. Chicken fingers is a classic. Anything, you know, I really love condiments. Like anything that I can dip condiments is a great camp meal for me. Do you have any favorites this summer?
Like grilled cheese, like last year. And of course the chicken fingers, like those are always good. Yeah. Jumping back to the peaches and cream, was that like a purposeful thing? Like, I know that like the song, she's a peach, she's a cream. So was that like purposeful or?
No, it was not.
Really?
Did we do it on the day that we announced Color War?
No, it was like the day before.
Yeah, that's a good idea though.
Next year when you do that, I'll know though.
I know. Now you just gave it away.
Okay. Then I know you want to, I know there are some fun camp activities coming up this off season. Anything you want to plug on?
Absolutely. We are having our camper reunion on November 6th at Bolero. And we sent out an email about it. Everyone is welcome to come to see their camp friends from near and far. We hope that people will join us so that we can just get together, talk about all of our favorites from the summer, give hugs, and bowl together. So I think it will be a lot of fun. And we're also doing a collection for some charitable items for two different organizations. So, you know, we'd love to see everyone there. Please let us know if you have any questions, because we would love for all of our campers to be there.
Yay, so excited about that. If someone wants to learn about Maramita, what should they do?
They can email me. My email is Jamie, J-M-I, at Maramita.com at any time. And I will gladly set up a call and then a time to come visit with them so that we can talk all about camp.
All right. And lastly, what are you most looking forward to for summer 23?
Oh my goodness. All of it. What am I most looking forward to for summer 23? I'm most excited about just all of those little moments, like we were talking about before. My favorite parts of camp are the little in-betweens. You know, I remember little things this summer, like I went paddleboarding with some campers and we were trying to do yoga poses on the paddleboards and kept falling in because who can do
that's
yoga
hilarious.
Poses? But I'm really excited for those little moments of fun, whether it be like a camper playing jacks with me. This summer I made it all the way to sixes for the first time. So, you know, that's what I look forward to, is those moments with you girls and having fun and laughing and sometimes laughing so hard that I'm crying. That's what I'm looking forward to for summer 2023.
All right. Well, we got through all of my questions.
Yay. You didn't grill me quite as much as last time, right? You went easier.
Is there anything you want to add?
I'm so impressed with you and your passion project that has turned into an awesome thing. Whenever there's a new episode, I get so excited to listen. It's the highlight of my day. And I know so many other people do. And I hope that your work and effort that you put into this podcast will inspire other campers or other people you know or other girls to follow their passions and to do something that they're interested in and create something of it, because you really have been a model for that. And I love your creativity. I love your passion. I love your dedication. And I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Of course. I mean it.
All right. See you in person in November, and I had a great time.
It was fun.
Bye, Jamie.
Mwah.
Mwah. Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Meetup, DM us on Instagram at Beside Lake Meetup. Or email us at besidelikebeta@gmail.com. Until we meet again. I'm gonna make